What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit Hyland.com.
Dermot and Dave.
Conversation, crack,
and the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM.
Are you an iPhone user like me? Have you downloaded the new update that might protect you from having someone hack into your camera and your microphone? If you haven't already, you might want to do it. To chat to us more about why we should update our iPhones and how all this happened, we're joined by Chris Keontop from Cyber 365. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. So I woke up to the news that my iPhone was potentially being hacked by some spyware guys. What's the story with it?
this one's especially worrisome. There's some spyware that has been released recently. That's called Pegasus. It has the capability to access iPhone device, well, all Apple devices, I should say, which is, we should focus on getting our iOS's patched up to 14.8, our watches patched up to 7.62, and if you're working on a Mac, update that to 11.6.
Right.
And if, like, what kind of things can they get in at and have a look at or possibly fiddle with and change?
So this spyware gives full accessibility to whatever device it gets into. And again, it's very worrisome in the fact that it's what's called a zero-click exploit, where all they have to do is send you an iMessage. And if that phone or device or computer receives that iMessage, it doesn't require the user to do anything.
Right, because that's usually, we get emails here all the time, you know, from our tech people telling us, you know, beware of these strange attachments on emails and don't click on a link or whatever. But this is literally, if your phone receives the text message, boom, done.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it doesn't take the user to do anything. You don't even have to open the iMessage. So, and they can remote into your device. And then they have full capability on everything on that device.
So what if you've got a couple of banking apps on it?
Yeah, apps, your Apple Pay, any of that thing. So your credit cards could be susceptible to the attack. Any information, any contacts, any of that information can be.
Yeah. It is terrifying. I suppose it's an interesting one as well for you to explain the difference between the different types of kind of malicious software going around. So, for example, we hear often, and we did a piece on the show recently about ransomware, where somebody gets into your files, you know, encrypts them, and then demands you pay a ransom to get them back. This is spyware. So what's the kind of the logic here? They want to get in. Is it to get our money out of our Apple Pay, or is it to spy on us and find information?
So the true nature of spyware is to remain covert, right? So it'll sit on your device undetected, and it doesn't really stick its head out at all. I mean, you won't be able to see it or detect it. Remotely accessed to your device, and they'll just take the information, and that's worth millions in itself.
Well, especially if they can access all the iPhones and all the Apple Watches and all the Apple Macs and I presume iPads and everything else that goes with it in the world, there's quite a lot of them. So having access to all the information would earn you a pretty penny.
Yeah.
And like, what can you do if you suddenly see one of these things pop up in an iMessage? Like, can you reset your phone to factory settings, or is there anything you can do other than just go and drop the phone like it's a hot potato?
Just patch. I can't promote that enough. Is you have to keep up to date on your patching.
So wear an eye patch. That's what I'm doing.
So what you mean by that is update to the latest software, the latest version of iOS or macOS or watchOS or whatever it is. Update to the latest version of that, because that contains the security stuff in it that will protect you against this kind of attack.
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay.
That's correct.
Is it ever
and do it on your Android devices as well? I mean, you have to keep up with that as and apparently this spyware can attack Android devices and has been known to target that as well.
Oh, because Dermot was very smug today when he came in and he heard it was an iPhone problem. He was like, ha, look at me. I'm protected in my Android device. But no, you're not.
No, there's nothing.
No, you're not.
You mean I got to move away from password 123? Damn you, Chris.
Okay, and if Chris, your phone or your device was already infected and you then put in the latest software, will that retrospectively get rid of any infection with spyware?
Yes, it will overwrite any spyware that's on the system.
Okay.
Yes.
That's good to hear.
This just sounds like COVID, but we're using different words. So there's possibly a virus you may or may not get. You put in the update your software, i.e. the vaccine, and then we may or may not need booster shots over the next 6 to 12 months.
That's what I'm hearing.
So somebody asked the question, Chris. I downloaded that update this morning, but then after that, I got a random iMessage. Is my phone hacked? So that person's phone should be protected now, right?
It should be protected at that point, correct.
Yep. Okay. Listen, Chris Kiantop from Cyber 365, thank you very much for joining us today and explaining all that to us.
All right, thanks, guys.
Take care. Bye-bye. Let us know what you think. 087-4100-102.
He sounds like one of those guys that you want to talk to if there's something wrong with your computer.
Oh, 100%.
He's just got one of those voices.
Yeah.
It's like, you're good to go now. Thank you, Chris.
Dermot and Dave. Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today FM.